joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line. We're speaking with Chris Ring from the Rec Room down on Chippewa, talking about Buffalo perhaps thinking of changing open container laws to allow for public consumption of alcohol. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning, and great to have you on, especially on this topic, because you have maybe a different way of looking at this, because for the past few years, Rec Room has been putting on these Bill's block parties where part of Chippewa is shut down and, you know, it's not quite the same as open container, but people are on the street in a closed off section eating and drinking like they would inside your bar and restaurant. When you hear about a possible change, what's been going through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little concerning, to be honest. I mean, times are pretty hard for the, you know, independent business owner these days, especially for the bar restaurant industry, with labor costs rising, product costs rising, you know, less and less people with inflation are kind of going out supporting the mom and pop restaurants these days. So, you know, anything we can do to get people inside our building is always a goal. That's also the goal of why we do these large events down on Chippewa, like the Bill's block parties, is to get people back down on Chippewa, reintroduce them to all the bars and great restaurants that are down there, and hopefully they return, you know, on another day to grab something to eat. If all of a sudden people have the ability to just kind of walk around with alcoholic beverages and not actually go into the bars and restaurants and patronize them, it's just, you know, I feel like it's just another roadblock that we have to deal with, you know, as an independent business owner who's paying the brick and mortar rents and, you know, all this infrastructure and overhead, giving people a nice, easy alternative to kind of go to the gas station and buy a beer that's, you know, $3 less than it would with the markup at a bar, you know, I don't think is great for local business bars and restaurants.
Okay. You know, even with the Bill's block parties, do you have issues that develop there?
So we do get an open container, or they waive the open container law for those events, but it is a, like Brian said, a secure license perimeter. We have license security. We have insurance for the event. So while people are still, you know, in theory having an open container, it is in a controlled setting. So in that regards, you know, it's worked out well. But you do have the times where, you know, people are walking down the sidewalks just with an open container. And that's actually where problems do arise. I mean, police, you know, have a tough job, at, you know, as it is. Now it's basically, you know, they can't ask people for ID, or they're limited on some of the questions they can ask patrons. And if they do have an open container, basically it's an appearance ticket. You know, it's just adding one more thing that they have to worry about. You know, is that person of age? You know, obviously, if you're walking into a bar or restaurant, you're leaning on them and their license security to ID the patrons, make sure they're of age. Where if all of a sudden you're walking around in a public setting, you know, you don't know how that person got the alcohol. You know, are they of age? You know, you want to ask them for their ID. They don't want to give you their ID. So you start getting pushback there. It's just, I don't know. Overall, I just think it could be a little bit more of a headache than it's really worth.
Do you see it, you know, taking away or contributing to business at all? You know, I'm thinking specifically on Chippewa, where you can kind of imagine it is the one area of Buffalo and downtown where, you know, other places where they have open container laws, there's a lot of walking from one place to the other that you can do, take a drink from one bar, kind of go and walk to another one. Could you see that happening in Chippewa, or do you just look at it as potentially taking business away?
So big picture, you know, for Chippewa is actually making that a walkable entertainment district with no vehicular traffic, where patrons, though, would be ID'd. It'll be an adult entertainment district, 21 and older, to get onto the street. The patios would be increased to basically the curb line, and the street would be, you know, what's traditionally now for cars would actually be, you know, your passageway walking back and forth from bar to bar. But again, that would be more of a secured location, where we know every patient's 21 and older. And some of the other districts like East Aurora, where people are just kind of walking around, it's definitely like got a cool like vibe to it. But, you know, New York State does allow you to buy alcoholic beverages inside bars and leave with them. You just can't open them up in the middle of the street. You know, like, to me, the experience of going out is actually the excitement of going into bars and restaurants and, you know, the people and the energy, you know, just walking around the streets with an open container just, to me, isn't as appealing as the experience that you get going to a great bar and restaurant.
Chris, how much of an issue is it of people in these situations trying to bring their own in?
I mean, it's never an issue really trying to bring them into the bars. You know, obviously, you know, most of the bars on Chippewa have, you know, door guys, security guards at the door to, you know, check bags, pat people down. That's basically the new way of doing business, kind of, you know, in the day and age that we live in. So, you know, people trying to sneak bottles in isn't really an issue. But even on late nights, you know, on the late night Chippewa stuff, I don't know how caught up you guys are with everything, but we actually close Chippewa now Fridays and Saturdays to vehicular traffic. So a car came and drive down Chippewa at 10 o'clock, you know, from 10 to 4 on the weekends, just due to the amount of volume of people coming down there. But we also, you know, we're getting a lot of minors walking around. They can't get into the bars with open containers. And it was a real issue, you know, downtown this summer that the police and the city we worked with really hard. And luckily, we've kind of been able to alleviate that, you know, as the summer progressed. But yeah, so to kind of give people like a free pass and say, hey, we're actually allowed to do that, I think would just open up a can of worms that no business owner down there would really want to handle.
So in other words, you kind of look at this entire conversation as why throw something else that people have to keep tabs on instead of just keeping it the way it is, which is basically, you know, almost carefree. Because let's be honest, as you mentioned, people can walk around with an open container, and as long as you're not doing something crazy or acting, you know, completely drunk in public, you generally just kind of go about your business.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, again, you know, the small business owners have all the same kind of argument I feel like happened when the food truck conversation happened with people parking their food trucks right outside the brick and mortars. You know, the food truck idea is a very cool idea and you love to see it, but when somebody's paying the rent, the taxes, the staffing to have a brick and mortar, it's tough to just allow somebody to pull up, park outside and compete with you. To allow people to just literally go to the gas station, buy a six pack of beer for basically the cost of two beers inside your facility, walk around, you know, maybe they drink it first, they come inside. Now they're maybe a little less likely to buy two drinks at your bar. Maybe they only have one. You know, I think it would be a snowball effect more in the negative where it would be costing bars and restaurant sales. I don't think it would be generating excitement and bringing people to these districts when people can legally walk around their local village and, you know, have a couple pops and sit in a public park and hang out with their friends and not get in any trouble. I think it could contribute to the, you know, not going to say the end, but, you know, some of the demise of the brick and mortar mom and pop, you know, bars and restaurants.
Hey, when's the next Bills block party?
Next Bills block party is Sunday, October 6th against the Houston Texans. Tickets are still on sale right now at ChippewaBlockParty.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Great to talk with you as always. Chris Ring of Rec Room down on Chippewa in Buffalo on the Trocare College Live Line.